We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Day one of the opening round of the NCAA tournament. And what a game to open things up for this year of March Madness, with Maryland finding a way to take down West Virginia by a final score of 67-65. And the man that led Maryland with 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks is their sophomore forward. And, of course, Julian Reese, who's on the Zach Gelb Show right now on CBS Sports Radio. Julian, first off, congratulations. Appreciate you doing this. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think I know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, hanging in there.
What was going through your head walking off the court with the game that you had and helping Maryland advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament?
You know, I was proud, very proud moment for me. You know, coming to last year, playing in the Big Ten tournament, not scoring any points, you know, losing that first round. Ending our season like that, like, just thinking back to that and that disappointing feeling, and compared to this feeling, it's just a blessing, you know, all the work put in the summer, and I feel like it just all paid off, and I'm just grateful.
Yeah, take us through the work that was put in this summer. Obviously, there was a transition, a new head basketball coach and Kevin Willard coming in, but what was the vibe like with this team in the offseason?
Yeah, just the overall new culture, new system put in, and I feel like all the players, me included, just bought into that new culture, you know, and just winning. And I feel like everybody bought into that attitude, and we were able to get it done today.
You've been given more of an opportunity this year. How have you changed as a player from your freshman year at Maryland to now your sophomore year?
You know, a lot of confidence, things off the court, you know, mental, watching film, learning things, and learn how to stay in the game more with fouls and things like that. And I feel like I did a pretty good job of that today.
Julian Reese here with us. You guys have a tough team. You guys had a little bit of a sluggish start out of the gate today. How were you able to fight through that and still find a way to walk out with the victory?
Yeah, you know, we kind of underestimated their physicality. You know, they were able to get us off our plays, and we weren't able to run offense. And I feel like Coach Willard made some adjustments, and we were able to just adjust to their physicality, and we were able to match their toughness, and we were able to get it done.
Take me inside the locker room after the game. That's my favorite part of the NCAA tournament. After a hard-fought victory, you guys go into the locker room and celebrate. Describe that scene to me.
You know, pretty hype, you know. Just overall hype, you know, just ready to look forward to the next game and get it done. You know, I feel like everybody in there deserved it. You know, where we are last year, you know, everybody else came from, like, losing programs and where they weren't trying to be. And I feel like that was just an overall great feeling and great. We're trying to look forward to that on Saturday.
If I would have told you in the offseason that you guys would be in the NCAA tournament this year and you would have the game that you would have had today with 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks, and you'd be advancing to the second round, what would you have told me this summer?
I probably would have said I had more points than that. You know, we put in a lot of work this summer.
So this isn't surprising to you, what this team has been able to accomplish?
No, the sacrifices we made as a team and as an organization, I feel like second to none throughout the whole country. I feel like we worked the hardest out of everybody. We dedicate our lives to this.
I saw your coach, Kevin Willard, after the game said, I think Julian Reese has been one of, if not the best big man in the Big Ten Conference for the last 2 months. And so anyone that's surprised by what he did today hasn't been watching us. How do you react when you hear your coach say that about you?
No, that's great. My coach has that much confidence in me, especially being so young and sophomore and with so much older guys on the team. This is another blessing. You know, I feel like that confidence is going to get better and increase more over the time I'm here.
Has it settled in yet, what you guys accomplished today? Can you appreciate that in the moment?
Yeah. Right now, we just focus on the next game and focus on the winner of this game that's going on right now.
Well, it looks like it's going to be Alabama. We all know they're the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. They have Brandon Miller, who's probably the best player in the country. Just how do you guys try to slow him down, and what are you going to have to do on the defensive end?
No, just stop that one person, and I feel like we'll be good. You know, they got other weapons, you know. You got other guys. Charles Bediako is a pretty good matchup for me, pretty lengthy guy, and I feel like we just take care of our matchups. We'll be good.
Right. Where's the confidence of this group at right now?
I feel like the confidence is pretty high right now, being a great team in West Virginia, especially when everybody doubted us. I feel like since we did that, we can do anything. I feel like we can take it. take it all the way in this tournament.
Well, what did you guys prove today? What do you think you sent the message to the nation today about Maryland basketball and what you guys were able to do up against West Virginia?
I think we proved that we can compete with the best, you know. We had some pretty good wins throughout the season, you know, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana at home. And I feel like we just proved that throughout the whole season. I'm not sure why we're still getting not the respect we deserve, but I feel like it will come sooner or later.
And what do you think you showed today individually to all of America?
Yeah, I feel like I showed the same thing, though. I compete with some of the best bigs and some of the best competition in the country.
I'll tell you, my favorite part about this win was the dunk that you had to put you guys up by 5 with 3 minutes to go. That was awesome. That was with authority.
Yeah, I try to send a message with that and get my team going, and I feel like that run just sealed the game for us and put them away.
Was that the moment where you said, okay, you guys are going to win the game? Because like I said earlier, it was a little bit of a slow start for you guys.
No, not really, you know. It came close towards the end, but, you know, that's the moment where I felt like, yeah, I got it going now. We're going to keep going, and we're going to have good energy for the rest of this game. And we're on top. We got the most energy and most heart on the court.
Before we let you run, Julian Reese, as a part of the Maryland basketball team, led them in scoring today as Maryland did defeat West Virginia. What was going through your head last night? Like, when you put your head on the pillow and you're about to play in the NCAA tournament, knowing once you get up in the morning, what was going through your mind last night?
Yeah, it was kind of a nerve-wracking feeling. You know, I was pretty nervous. I haven't really played it. I never played in the tournament before, so it was kind of more of that and a mix of that and just ready to play and to play against a team like that. You know, I feel like we just got it done. Like, and it was just a great game.
Well, Julian, heck of a performance. Before we let you run, well, I know you come from a basketball family. What's your family say to you after the game? Just wondering.
You know, just congratulating me and just give me encouraging words as always. You know, my mom will probably come to the game on Saturday, and they're just encouraging me as they do always, win or lose.
Well, enjoy this ride. Congratulations once again on a heck of a game today, and we'll be watching up against Alabama coming up on Saturday. Thanks so much.
Appreciate that.